News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Vincent Wall joins us now for the business news. Vincent, some positive news finally for the embattled Irish oil exploration company Providence Resources.
That's right, Kieran. It's confirmed a successful $3.3 million fundraising round from some existing shareholders and a possible new operational partnership deal involving the Norwegian group Spot On Energy. Now, Providence is the majority shareholder in the Barry Roe field off the coast of Cork, which has very sizable proven reserves of oil and gas, larger than most remaining North Sea fields, actually, though it's not yet clear what proportion of gas and oil is down there and further appraisal is required. Providence, however, has failed over many years to attract or retain an operational partner to fund development of the field in return for a share of the ownership and profits. And the latest failure, you might remember, Kieran, occurred last summer when the Chinese consortium APEC, which had agreed to develop Barry Roe, failed to transfer right over the summer up to $9 million of promised working capital funds. That failure led to a slashing of Providence's workforce and ultimately to the resignation in December of its long-standing former chief executive, Tony O'Reilly Jr. Now, the Norwegian firm Spot On Energy has now pledged to provide more than $500,000 in two instalments over the coming months in return for equity. It'll also be given exclusive rights until next October to try to agree a new appraisal programme for the Barry Roe prospect that could lead to a commercial partnership with Providence for the development of the field over the coming years. Earlier in Breakfast Business, I asked new Providence Resources Chief Executive Alan Lynn to give some detail about Spot On Energy.
They're a group of industry veterans from the Norwegian sector. Very successful over the years, designing and building new generation semi-submersible drilling rig. The nature of their business is they put together consortiums of sort of blue chip service companies, which is a good model for the current market because the service companies aren't going to be that busy for the next couple of years because the oil companies are basically closing down and cutting costs. So our aim is to work with them, put together a consortium of service companies and get the best out of Barry Roe over the next few years whilst the costs are all down.
Yeah, Alan Lynn there, the new Providence Resources Chief Executive. Vincent, another news, another big day in global stock markets.
Yeah, the news, as you've been discussing, Kieran, that the rate of infection may be slowing in those countries worst affected by the pandemic, and confirmation that certain countries were moving slowly towards easing lockdown restrictions, boosted global markets fairly significantly yesterday. All the key markets in New York closed more than 7% higher last night, and European markets also showed strong gains. The ISEC index here in Dublin gained close to 5%, now from a low base, obviously, with Ryanair gaining 15% in value, up to €9.75 their share there, as the airline is seen as most likely to benefit quickest from any recovery. Alan Breen of Cantor Fitzgerald described the current market mood.
It was the eighth best day since the end of World War II, in fact, in the States, so a very strong day, and again, across Europe as well. I mean, undoubtedly, the COVID-19 crisis and measures to contain it lead to slower growth, rising unemployment, sluggish demand, and it disrupts supply chains, etc. But investors are starting to look through that a little bit, and they think that these risks are partly priced in, and hence why you get to see a sharp rally. So undoubtedly, volatility will continue.
It certainly will.
Sorry, Vincent.
No, fair enough.
Alan Breen there of Cantor Fitzgerald. EU finance ministers convening by telephone again today. They're going to endorse, it's expected, further community-wide COVID response measures. It could lead to, what, about $500 billion package signed off by leaders?
Yeah, that's what's being reported, Kieran. $500 billion, I mean, these figures are just telephone box figures, obviously, but much needed, and that is likely to be agreed by both finance ministers and EU leaders this week. One such measure is the proposed unlocking of the €440 billion European Stability Mechanism. That was the emergency fund established after the last crisis to support the future bailout of individual member states that needed rescuing. That now may be used to offer cheap credit, down as low as almost interest-free credit to member states, and each member state could be given equivalent of 2% of its GDP in those cheap loans. Amongst other proposals expected to be endorsed are the creation of a new fund managed by the European Investment Bank that would offer more than €200 billion euros in loans or grants for small businesses across the EU, and also a possible €100 billion loan from the European Commission itself to countries to pay for the rising cost of unemployment as a result of the pandemic. Meanwhile, more than 100 global organisations such as charities and non-governmental agencies have written to world leaders and leading central banks calling for a range of debt write-off and relief measures for the world's poorest economies struggling with the impact of the pandemic. Back home, the decision
finally
by...
Vincent, then, yeah, more pay cuts in the media sector, but one comes with an interesting twist.
Yeah, this is, as we know, Kieran, ourselves, the media in the front line in terms of the impact on revenues and obviously subsequent pay cuts. Independent News and Media is the latest media group here to announce a range of COVID-19-related pay cuts. That'll senior management and commercial staff will take the brunt there. But the Daily Mail and General Trust, that's the parent group behind the Daily Mail group of newspapers and online platforms, has introduced a slightly different cost-cutting package. It's announced that all staff earning more than £40,000 sterling, including those based in Ireland, will be asked to take salary cuts of up to 25%. But those employees affected will also receive shares in the company, equivalent to the same value as their pay cut each month. And employees will have to hold onto these shares until the end of the year. But if the share price has dropped at that point and they decide to sell them, the group says it'll compensate them for the difference. So, pretty imaginative for a company that...
So effectively, they won't be down any cash by year end, is what the
That's the promise, one way or the other. Who knew that Lord Rothermere had such a heart of gold?
Oh, I've always said he was a giver, not a taker. Vincent Wall, thanks a million for that. We'll talk to you in an hour.